serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world. This is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Area High School Baseball pregame show on the exclusive broadcast of the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights and set the stage for first pitch, all while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of Area High School Baseball. The best broadcast coverage in Mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gazaway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Area High School Baseball is brought to you by
Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios.
The excitement is building in the stands and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Area High School Baseball on the Show Me Sports Network. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network, Blake Gazaway.
And a very pleasant good evening, everyone. Blake Gazaway here with you, getting set for game three of the day. As game three, four games sees the St. Charles West Warriors sit 5-4 overall. They are the visiting team, but the home team, the Pembroke Hill Raiders, who sit at 4-2 overall as they match up here. This is our third of four games here today as the Warriors lost to Southern Boone by a 6-2 score. 6-3 score, rather, in game two of the day. St. Charles and Pembroke Hill matching up against each other here. Then Southern Boone will be back for game four as they will face off against the Raiders about 30 minutes or so after the completion of this third game. As we're just about set to get things going, we will work through the starting lineups as we go here, as looks like we're just about ready. Reese Nutter will be the starting pitcher for the Raiders. So we will start off with Noah Gramling. We'll get things started as we're just about set, ready to start again. This is game three of four here for the Missouri River Festival's first pitch. There's going to be a bouncing ball. Will be taken by the second baseman. Throw to first to get the out there. So one up and one down here. This will be starting pitcher for this game three, and Matt Box stepping in for the Warriors. First pitch to him, and they're called strike one. So count sits at 0-1. And one out on the board as we play top of the first. There's going to be a ball fouled off the other direction. Max will be down in the count at 0-2. And one out on the board. Nutter looks back in. His next pitch, that one way outside. Looks like that one might have slipped out of his grip. So again, we're underway here. This is one of three sites for games for the Missouri River Festival tournament. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for out number two as Box is retired. So now this will be the shortstop and Carson Quinn stepping in. Quinn steps in. Left-hand side of the plate. First pitch, there's going to be a ball ripped foul. Thing had home run distance, but was on the wrong side of the foul pole. So he'll be down in the count. And 0-1. That one again, way outside. So Quinn will have a one ball, one strike count on him. Nutter's next offering. That one misses ball two. Again, count sits at 2-1. Next pitch, that one outside. Ball three. So count sits at 3-1. Again, 2 outs on the board. Nutter looking to make it a 1-2-3 inning. Next pitch, that one, ball four. So a 2-out walk issued. So now this will be third baseman Brennan Gearing stepping in. So Gearing will step in here with a runner at first base and 2 outs. First offering, that one a bit upstairs, ball one. So count sits 1-0. But you hold Quinn on at first base. That one a bit upstairs, ball two. So count sits 2-0 now. Our conversation here is time called. So the infield comes in and has a conversation. It'll give us a chance to remind you we're glad you're tuned into our broadcast here today. Hopefully you've enjoyed the two in the book so far. We've still got two more left to do. It's Blake Gasly here with you, bringing you exclusive coverage from Southern Moon High School here from one of three sites, Jeff City and Capital City, both sites as well, for the Missouri River Festival baseball tournament. This is our third of four games here today. Glad you're tuned in, whether you're listening to our audio-only broadcast on our Show Me Sports Network Media Center or app, or if you're tuned in to our YouTube broadcast, we are glad that you found us there as well. So 2-2. Nutter's next pitch, that one upstairs. Ball three. So count sits 3-0. We do ask if you're on our YouTube channel, please click on that subscribe button. So that'll help us out, help you find broadcasts of the future a whole lot easier as well. Rio delivery. That one in there, strike one called. Nutter was able to get the first 2 outs rather quickly. Then had a 2-out walk. That was a 3-1 count. That pitch, that one ball four, so back-to-back walks issued. So now this will be first baseman Brady Kilker. Kilker was the starting pitcher of the Southern Boone and Warriors game. He was a losing pitcher. So 2 outs, again, 2 runners on. First offering, outside, ball one. So 1-0 count. Nutter looks back in. He'll turn and throw to first. Back safely is the runner there. Tag was applied, but he was nowhere near too far away from the bag. So 1-0 count. There's going to be A ball that's going to be backhanded by the second baseman. Flip to first for out number three. Well, in the inning, there were no runs. There were no hits. There were no errors. There were two left on the base path. So we will go to the bottom of the first. Still scoreless as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. High school baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
Spring always brings two things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
Since 1951, Wren's Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Wren's Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Wren's Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
We go here to the bottom of the first inning. We set Box getting the start for the Warriors. Neither team put up any runs yet, so. Supposed to be Eli Sitzer, the center fielder, stepping in. So he will step in, lead things off for the Raiders. Box looks in, nods his head at the sign. First pitch, high and inside, ball one. So one ball, no strike count. This pitch, there's going to be a ball. That will be lined into right field for the first hit. As Sitzer. So this is Nico Chu stepping in, the shortstop. So runner at first base, that sits her. First pitch to Chu. It's low and away, ball one. So out sits. One ball, no strikes. Now an outside, ball two. So count sits at two balls and no strikes. That one upstairs, ball three. His runner is going to steal second. So count sits at 3-0. Sits are now at second base with the stolen base. Box gets set. That pitch, that one low. Ball four, so a four-pitch walk issued to Sitzer. So now this will be left fielder and Langston Smith stepping in. He's a left-handed batter. So Mock shakes off a couple signs. Now he gets what he's looking for. He'll check second. Long look there. Now delivers home. Smith shows bunt, pulls it back. They peel and say he went around. So count sits at no balls and one strike. There's going to be a big swing and a miss. So count sits at no balls, two strikes. And runners at first and second. Box double look at second. Now deliver home outside. So count sits at one ball and two strikes. Smith will step back in. 1-2 delivery, that one inside. Just about hit him. Count evens at two balls, two strikes. So Bax gets the sign. 2-2 delivery. That one outside, ball three. So now we're full at three balls and two strikes. Box. Now gets set. There's going to be a ball sent right up the middle as that will get into center field. As the throw will be cut off, the run scores. Smith sends that back to center field as that will give the Raiders a 1-0 lead. So he has an RBI single. This will be third baseman Jack Passan stepping in. So Passan will step in here. As runners at first and second, nobody out. His team leads by the 1-0 score here. First offering to him. Dropped in there, taken for strike one. So Passan will be down in the count at 0-1. Box's next offering, there's going to be a ball fouled back, so that'll put Passan down in the count at 0-2. So again, count sits at 0-2. Box looks at second again, two runners on, nobody out. A pitch, that one is in the turf as it gets past the catcher and runners move a base. So now Chu goes to third, Smith goes to second. Passan steps back in. It's a one ball, two strike count. Pembroke Hill already has a 1-0 lead, looking to add to it here. Next delivery, that one low and in the turf, ball two. So two balls, two strikes. We play here the bottom of the first inning, nobody out. Pitch, that one low. So now we're full of three balls and two strikes. There's going to be a bouncing ball to third. They will glove, throw to first. Scooped it out to get out number one. So passing. Drives in the run. This will be first baseman J.P. Weber. Two scores from third. First offering from box. It's low ball one, so Weber heading the count. Next pitch. That one evens the count. Called a strike. Count sits at one ball, one strike. One delivery. That one's going to be fouled back. So Weber will be down in the count at one ball, two strikes. One, two delivery. That one outside. Now we're even at two balls, two strikes. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So we're still on a 2-2 count. Two-two pitch. Swung on and missed for out number two. So this is the designated hitter, Austin Sulius. So Sulius steps in here. First pitch from box. That one low and outside. Where Smith decides to come home. They say he is out. Tried to come home with Smith, and he is going to be out number three. So two runs were put up on a couple of hits. No errors. One left on the base path. So we will take a quick break and be right back. As you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of high school baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
We go to the top of the second inning. It'll be batters 6, 7, and 8 due up. So we right fielder and Nate Seuss stepping in. See, we'll get things started. Seuss will lead things off here. First pitch, there's going to be a bouncing ball taken at third. A glove throw is high, but the tag is there. No, they say he's safe. They say he is safe as collision there at first base. Seuss down. Throw was high. I thought the tag was there, but I stand corrected. That's our first error of the game. So Nutter will turn and throw to first. Back safely, no tag applied. Is Seuss. He's going to break for second. That pitch upstairs. The throw, not in time. Buehler. Head in the count at 1-0, no strikes. Nutter looks in. Pitch. That one in there called strike one. So 1-1, one strike count. Did nobody out, runner at second base. A pitch. That one low and outside. Count sits at 2-1. There's action down to the bullpen for the Warriors. Long look in there by Nutter. 2-1 delivery. There's going to be a ball. That'll be into right field as they will send the runner home. The throw cut off, and it's a one-run ball game. Buehler singles in right field. So we are going to have a courtesy runner here for the catcher. So that'll be designated hitter Dylan Schooler stepping in. Nutter looking in. He's given up one run on one hit here in the top of the second. There's going to be a ball popped up as second baseman cannot locate it. Can't make the grab, but they get the out at second. So one out on the board. One out on the board. First offering from Nutter. There's going to be a bouncing ball to first for one. Throw back to second for the double play. So the double play ends the inning. So it's an unconventional double play. That was Andrew Vogel. So that takes us to the end of the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the second. It's currently a 2-1 lead. Raiders leading. We'll take a quick break and be back as you're tuned in to Exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
Since 2018, Han Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Han Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732. To find out more on Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
So we go back to Austin Sulis. He was to bat when the out at home was made. First pitch, they say, did he go around? He did not. Delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball that will get through to center field. So Sulis will be standing at first base. Now it's his starting pitcher, Reese Nutter, stepping in. Nutter steps in again. His team has a 2-1 lead right now. First offering from box. This is ball one. And 2-1 lead here for Pembroke Hill. Turn and throw to first. Ball is going to get past the first baseman and down the right line. As Sulis is on his way to second and he puts the brakes on. Sulis will be standing at second base, after the throw over there. So Nutter, heading the count at 1-0, no strikes. Next pitch to him, that one upstairs and inside. A little bit of chin music there. So count sits at 2-0, no strikes. Nutter steps back in. Box checks second twice. Now delivers home again upstairs. Ball three. So 3-0, no strikes. Next pitch, that one. And the turf, that'll be a four-pitch walk issued to Nutter. So Nutter jogs down to first base. We should have a courtesy runner here. This will be right fielder Rocco Chavone stepping in. So I have a courtesy runner here. Sinfield called in and having a quick conversation out on the mound for the Warriors. And the Raiders leading by a 2-1 score. Siobhan steps in here. Two on, nobody out. First offering from box. I want strike one called. So count will sit at no balls, one strike. Next pitch from box is outside. So count will even at 1-1. Box again looks at second as Siobhan shows bunt for strike number two, and runners advance bases as Solis goes to third. Nutter, well, the courtesy runner for Nutter goes to second. Siobhan steps back in. Box delivers home. That one low and outside. Not enough for anybody to come home. Buehler getting a good workout behind home plate here. So two balls, two strikes. Box's next delivery. There's going to be a ball hit into the outfield. Right fielder made a bad break on it, but he will be able to catch it. He will throw home. It will not be in time. The run scores. The run scores. It's now a 3-1 score, as this will be Dimitri Guy, the catcher, stepping in. So Rocco Siobhan drives in an RBI. Solis scores. First pitch. That one is low ball two. I pitch that one, misses ball three. So Guy ahead in the count at 3-0. Down central. Called strike one. So count sits at 3-1. Three-one pitch. And they're called strike two. So count now full at 3-2. Two outs on the board. There's going to be a ball fouled off on the third base line. So Guy steps back in here. Payoff pitch on its way. That one, ball four. So he will jog down to first base. That'll be center fielder Eli Sitzer. So we'll go top the lineup with Sitzer. Guy takes the lead at first base. First pitch, that one a bit inside, ball one. So Sitzer. And the count on one ball, no strikes. Runner's going to take second. That pitch is way outside. As Guy gets a stolen base, but that was a wild pitch. He might have been able to turn for three. So count sits 2 balls, no strikes. Box looks at second. Now delivers home. That one low. Count sits at 3-0. Sitzer will step back in. He'll turn and throw offline, and goes into center field. His guy will get up, and he will be on his way to third base as he is in there. So now he's that much closer to home plate as he stands at third. So count sits at 3-0. And 2 outs on the board. First delivery home. That one, ball four. So Sitzer jogs to first base. This will be Nico Chu, the shortstop. I believe we're going to have a pitching change now. Yes. Mock sitting at 47 pitches here. We have a new pitcher. Let me see who that is. Looks like this is Gavin Juhas. So he will come in. Juhas comes in here. Faces first batter and shortstop, Nico Chu. Chu. Couple more pitches, then Chu will step in. Juhas, left-handed thrower. So I have a couple more here. Again, it's a 3-1 advantage in favor of Pembroke Hill over the Warriors. Have those 3 runs. On a total of 2 hits, 2 errors committed. Nobody left on the base path. For the Warriors, 1 run on 1 hit. They've also committed 2 errors, and they've left 2 on the base path. So Chu will step in here, and runner at first base, as well as at third base. Chu steps in here. First offering. That was going to be upstairs, ball one. So 1 ball, no strike count. Next offering. That one outside. As throw will be cut off, a stolen second, and then the run comes home. So now it's a 4-1 score. So Sitzer gets the stolen base. Guy comes home on the throw to second. That one bounces over the catcher. Juhas. And out here, unable to throw some strikes yet. That pitch, ball four, so four-pitch walk issued, back-to-back walks. Have runners at first and third. Now this will be Langston Smith. He had an RBI single his last time up. Pembroke leads by a 4-1 score right now. First pitch to Smith. I'll take that one, strike one. He will step back in on that left-hand side of the plate. Has a runner at first and at third. That pitch, that one is low. That'll get past the catcher. As coming through and scoring is Sitzer. He comes home from third. That makes it a 5-1 score. Again, one ball, one strike count. There's going to be a ball pumped foul. So count will go one ball, two strikes. Smith will dig back in. Duhas checks second. Now he delivers home. There's going to be a bouncing ball foul on the first base side. So we'll do it again. So 1-2 count. Delivery, that one outside, ball two. So count sits at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch, it's going to be a ball foul back. So again, count sits at 2-2. Smith steps back in. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner at second. There's going to be a pitch. That one in there called strike three. And the inning comes to an end. As 3 runs put up at Pembroke Hill ahead by a 5-1 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here. High school baseball. Well, Show Me Sports Network.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at Sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
We go here to the top of the third inning. So it'll be top of the lineup we go. Batters 1, 2, and 3. You know, Gramley leading things off. First pitch from Nutter outside, ball one. The count sits. One ball and no strikes. Next offering, there's going to be a ball that will get down into left field as it one hops to the left fielder. Grambling has a single as he stands at first base. This will be pitcher and Matt Box stepping in. So Box steps in here. Nutter will shake off a couple signs. First pitch, and there's strike one. So one ball, no strike count. Nutter again looks back in. I will throw over to first. They say back safely is Gramlin. Next pitch, that one outside. So count evens at one ball, one strike. One delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball to third. The glove there, throw to first. The throw is offline. Everybody is safe. So now this will be shortstop Carson Quinn. Again, we play here in the top of the third inning. It's a 5-1 lead for Pembroke Hill. First pitch, that one way outside. Ball one. Quinn will be ahead in the count on one ball, no strikes. Nutter checks second. He'll turn and throw. Throw a little wide of the mark. A little behind the bag, so. Runner back safely. Again, runners at first and second here in the top of the third. Nobody out. 1-0 pitch to Quinn. There's going to be a ball hit hard and foul. So count even at one ball, one strike. One delivery will be forthcoming from Nutter. He'll peek at second. Now he delivers home. That one low. Ball two. So count sits at two balls, one strike. And two runners on the base path and nobody out here in the top of the third. Nutter checks second again, delivers home. One outside. Ball three. Nutter again. We'll look home. Giving up two walks so far in the game. He'll turn and throw to first. Tag applied, but back safely is Box. So 3-1 count. Nutter delivers home. That one, ball four. So base is loaded now. This will be Brennan Gearing is time called as meeting out on the mound. I'll have a quick conversation as Gearing steps in, bases loaded, nobody out. Pembroke Hill leading by a 5-1 score. Glad you're tuned into our broadcast here today. Remember, we still got another game left after the completion of this one. Southern Boone and Pembroke Hill will match up. As they will match up for the fourth game of the day. It's, I believe, the 12th game of the tournament here today. So, bases loaded, nobody out. Nutter trying to work out of this jam. He's found himself in. First pitch, in there, strike one called. Count sits at no balls, one strike. Next pitch. There's going to be a ball popped up. That'll be in foul territory. Coming over his guy. He'll make the grab for out number one. So now this will be first baseman Brady Kilker stepping in. Kilker steps in. Again, one out. Still the bases loaded, though. 5-1, Pembroke Hill lead. First offering, outside ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Kilker steps back in. Next pitch. That one upstairs, ball two. The count sits at two balls and no strikes. So 2-0 count. Next delivery. That one, strike one called. The count sits at 2-1. One out here as we play in the top of the third inning, but bases loaded. My pitch. That one outside, ball three. 3 balls, one strike. Nutter bends at the waist, looking home. 3-1 delivery. That one's going to be fouled out of play. So count full now at 3 balls and two strikes. So 3-2 count. Again, bases loaded with one out here on the top of the third. Nutter delivers home. That one swung at in the dirt. That is out number two. Is no need to throw down. Kilker is retired for out two. So that'll be right fielder Nate Seuss stepping in. Nutter looks in. Two outs now, but still bases loaded. First pitch, that one upstairs, ball one. One ball, no strike count. Next pitch. That one upstairs. Ball two. Time called. Bring a few more baseballs out here to the home plate umpire. Catcher went out and talked to his pitcher. Some action continuing down to the bullpen for the Warriors. So again, runners across the board with the bases loaded. Pembroke Hill leading 5-1. Two outs. There's going to be a swing and a miss. Strike one. Top of the third we play. Count sits at two balls and one strike. Nutter delivers home. That one swung on and missed. Strike number two. Nutter had Seuss crossed up on that. Now two balls, two strikes count. Looking back in. Next offering. Swung on and missed. As that is out. Number three. See, swung at that in the dirt. Well, in the inning, there were no runs. There was one hit, one error. Three were left on the base path. As we will go to the bottom of the third, it's still a 5-1 lead for Pembroke Hill. We'll take a quick break and be back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of high school baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Attention Eagles fans, here's your chance to help the student athletes of Southern Boone County by becoming a member of the Southern Boone Booster Club. Your gifts help provide all Southern Boone County athletes with a safe and positive experience while attending our school district and also help purchase items that our sports team couldn't otherwise afford. You can join the Southern Boone Booster Club this season for as little as $25. Membership is open to everyone. Interested in joining? Look them up on Facebook by searching Southern Boone Booster Club or email them at sbcathleticboosters@gmail.com. Let's go Eagles!
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
We go to bottom of the third inning as it is a 5-1 Pembroke Hill lead. This will be third baseman Jack Passon leading off. It'll be batters 4, 5, and 6. Passon, Weber, and Sulius. So Weber steps in here. First pitch, he's going to pop that up. Right fielder tracking it around. No, he lost it as it one hops in front of him. As coming into second, throw is too tall. As Passon will be standing at second base. So now this will be J.P. Weber, first baseman stepping in. The right fielder lost it in the sun. He is looking almost directly into the sun, but completely lost it, had no clue where it was at. So Uhas delivers home. Bunt is laid down foul by Weber. So he'll be down in the count at 0-1. So count sits at 0-1. Uhas looks at second. Now he delivers home. Weber lays down a bunt on the third base line as it'll be gloved by the third baseman. Throw to first. They say They say he was out of the box, so he's out, and runner has to go back to second base. So Passan goes back to second, one out on the board. So one out on the board here. Designated hitter Austin Solis stepping in now. He has one out on the board to work with. Has a runner at second base as well. His team leading by a 5-1 score. First pitch, that one way outside. Count sits at 1-0, no strikes. Juhas looks back in. He'll check second. Now he'll get set. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be taken by the shortstop who throws to third for the out there. So two down now. This will be pitcher Reese Nutter stepping in. So two outs on the board. Nutter steps in here. And his team leading by 5-1 score here in the bottom of the third. First pitch to him. Takes that for strike one. And he does have a runner standing on first base. So he will step back in. Next pitch. That one in there called strike two, so he'll be down in the count. At 0-2. Next pitch. That one outside, ball one. Count sits, 1-2. Yes. There's going to be a bouncing ball hit to third. Third baseman will glove. He will throw to first in time to get the out there. That goes as a 5-3 putout to end the inning. Well, we'll go to the fourth inning. Still a 5-1 lead for the Raiders. So we'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Southern Boone County Eagles baseball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than 3 decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
We go here to the top of the fourth inning. So it'll be batters 7, 8, and 9 due up. Nutter will continue here on the mound. We're just about ready to begin play here. As it'll be a Schuler Vocal are the three that are due up. So Bueller will lead things off. First offering. Going a bit upstairs and inside, ball one. Next pitch, that one low and away. Ball two. It's Nutter as... reached the half-century mark with that pitch. This is pitch number 51. That one's going to hit him. So Bueller is hit by the pitch. We're going to have a courtesy runner here for Bueller because he's the catcher. So now it'll be Dylan Schooler stepping in. Courtesy runner at first base for Bueller. Schooler steps in here. Nutter's first pitch. There's going to be a ball that will get into left field. So there'll be runners at first and second with nobody out. And Schooler gets his first hit of the day. Now this will be Andrew Vocal stepping in. Vocal get into a double play his last time up. Nutter checks second, delivers home, big swing and a miss, strike one. Another long look in, 0-1 delivery. It's going to be a bouncing ball. Be gloved by the second baseman. He'll throw to first to get the out there. So one out on the board. Now top of the lineup, Noah Grimling stepping in. There's going to be comebacker as it is under Nutter's glove. They'll throw to first to get the out there. So they do get an out, but a run does score. So two outs on the board here. But it's now a 5-2 game. Scrimling drives in. RBI there. First pitch to box is outside, ball one. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So box will have a one ball, one strike count. Count sits at 1-1. Nutter's next pitch, that one in there, strike two called. So count sits, one ball, two strikes. Nutter looks in again. He'll check second. 1-2 delivery, that one outside and low. Count sits at two balls, two strikes. He'll shake off a couple signs. There is 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. for out number three. Well, in the inning, they did give up one run, but they still lead by a 5-2 margin. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of the Boone County from Southern Boone County High School here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your skin so soft, makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Cartier.
At Southern Boone School District, our educators do more than just teach. Lives are being shaped for the future before they even enter a classroom. For students to succeed, it takes an entire district-wide team. Our students need you. Join Southern Boone School District's team today, now offering competitive salaries and benefits for all positions. Visit ashland.k12.mo.us and click on the Employment tab.
We go here to the bottom of the fourth. As it'll be batters 8, 9, and 1 due up. So we'll be batters, as I said, 8, 9, and 1 due up. Said it was 57 degrees at first pitch time, but it is the coldest 57 degrees I've ever seen in my life. So Rocco Chavone stepping in, the right fielder. He drove in an RBI earlier as he flew out to right field. His team does lead by a 5-2 score here. First pitch, that one outside, ball one. So he'll be ahead in the count of one ball, no strikes. One oh count. Next delivery, there's going to be a bouncing ball back to the pitcher. He will glove. He will throw to first. Get the out there as Chavone tripped over the bag there. Looks like he's okay. Kind of stumbled awkwardly. He's trying to leg it out, but he gets up, says he's okay, and jogs back through. So like I said, just kind of fell awkwardly after he got to that bag. Now this is the catcher, Dimitri Guy, stepping in. Guy steps in. First pitch to him. Bounces to home plate, then between the catcher's legs for ball one. So count sits at 1-0. That pitch, that one called strike one. So Guy will be even at a one ball, one strike count. Yes, next delivery. Misses ball two. Yes, looks in again. 2-1 delivery. There's a ball ripped foul on the third base line. So count evens. Two balls, two strikes. Again, one out here as we play in the bottom of the fourth inning. So two balls, two strikes. Next pitch. That one's going to be fouled off the other direction. Got him reaching out for that one. That one fouled into the net. So Guy will step back in. Two balls, two strikes. Next offering. That one low. Ball three. So count sits full now at 3 balls, 2 strikes. Next delivery swung on and missed for out number two. So Sitzer steps in now, the center fielder. So we go to the top of the lineup. Well, top of the lineup we go here. 2 outs on the board. Bottom of the fourth. It is a 5-2 Pembroke Hill lead. First pitch. There's going to be a ball popped high in the air. Going back is the second baseman. Right fielder again had no eye on it as the second baseman makes a diving over the shoulder grab for out number three. As the right fielder struggling to see anything over there. And the second baseman gets the out in the inning. 3 up and 3 down. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
We go here to the top of the fifth inning. Nutter again still out there pitching. Top of the fifth we go. Batters 3, 4, and 5 due up. We'll start things off with Quinn, the shortstop. We'll get things started here. Some changes here, I believe. We'll work through them as we go. So Carson Quinn, the shortstop. He has walked twice. He's had 2 at-bats here. We do have a sub here. We'll work on that as we go. First offering to Quinn. There's going to be a ball hit to right field. That is going to get down to be extra bases as Quinn is on his way to second base, as that is going to be a ground rule double. As Quinn ends up at second base with the first pitch. Ground rule double. Now this is Jake Tatone stepping in. So Tatone steps in. First pitch to him inside ball one. 1 ball, no strike count. Action in the bullpen for Pembroke Hill. Hey, That pitch, that one in there called strike one. So count sits, one ball, one strike. They'll step off to Nutter. So one ball, one strike count. Nutter's next pitch, that one sliced foul into the dugout for the Warriors. Just about took out his pitcher there in UHAS. As Tatone rocketed that one in the dugout. That one inside, that'll get past the catcher. So count even at two balls, two strikes. Runner does take third. It is Quinn. Two delivery. That one's going to be foul tipped back. To Tone. Fouls that one back. Coker sitting in the dugout entryway, has a glove now. So that a couple pitches ago was fouled off in there. That one fouled back into the net. So again, we still set at a two-ball, two-strike count. Nutter looks back in. Two delivery, swung on and missed. We're out number one. In top of the fifth, we play one out now. Runner at third base is a 5-2 score in favor of Pembroke Hill. So now this will be first baseman Kilker. Sorry, I missed one there. One ball one. I pitched that one low. So count sits at two balls, no strikes. Two balls, no strikes count. That one down central, strike one called. Next pitch, swung on and missed. So now we're even at two balls, two strikes. A 2-2 delivery. That one way outside. Now we're full. So we're full. Nutter's payoff pitch. That one fouled back. So we're still full of three balls, two strikes. Nutter looks back in. Payoff pitch, upstairs, ball four. So now it'll be runners on the corners. This is Mitchell, they say Rigorex? Let's see what his last name is. PH just said Mitchell R. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Yeah, I see that. So Rigorex has a no ball, one strike count on him. Next delivery. That one in there called strike two. So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch. Swung on and missed for out number two. This is catcher. This should be Buehler stepping in. So this will be Devin Wills. So he's the new catcher in the ball game. Nutter's first offering to him. There's going to be a ball that's going to be gloved by the shortstop. He will step on second for out number three, as that will end the inning. So that will end the inning as no run scored there. Still a 5-2 lead. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Buff's RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost. Buff's RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 US 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buff's RV, where your adventure awaits.
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
Hello, Blake Gasaway here with the Show Me Sports Network. I've had the opportunity to have some amazing calls, including overtime touchdowns, walk-off home runs, and buzzer-beating baskets. But I've answered another call. That's to serve my community as a volunteer firefighter. Stop and think what would happen if your home or property caught fire and no one was there to put it out. Every day, volunteer firefighters not only save lives and property, but also respond to other emergencies. Nearly two-thirds of our nation's fire departments are manned by volunteer firefighters. And because of this, we simply need more volunteers to step up and answer the call. Stop by or contact your local fire department and see how you can become a volunteer firefighter today. I answered the call to serve my community. Will you?
A play underway already as Chu singles over the third baseman's head. He'll be standing at first base. That's his left fielder, Langston Smith. He has a 1-for-2 day. He steps in. He asks for time not granted as that one misses. Ball one. He'd asked for time late there. Was not granted, but that pitch ends up. Missing. You has stepped off the rubber. So we got a runner on here. Bottom of the fifth we play. It is a 5-2 score. There's going to be a bouncing ball. That will be knocked down by the second baseman, but he could not get a throw on it. Everybody's safe, but he saves extra bases as he Knocks that down. So now, this will be third baseman Jack Passon stepping in. So Passon steps in with two on. Nobody out here. First pitch. There's going to be a bouncing ball back to the pitcher. He will glove, throw to third. They say he's out. So Chu is retired for out number one. Didn't have much there, but also be J.P. Weber stepping in. First pitch. I went in there, strike one called. So no balls, one strike. Next delivery. There's going to be a ball fouled off on the first base side, so Weber will be down in the count at 0-2. Weber again playing at first base. O-2 delivery. There's going to be another one ripped foul. And on the first base side. Will Smith stands at second. Passon stands at first. 0-2 count once again. Yes, that pitch, that one inside, they say ball one. So one ball, two strikes. Next pitch, that one is going to hit him. That'll be bases loaded. So he doesn't hit her. Austin Sulis stepping in. Bases loaded here. With one out, and we're going to have a pitching change. So pitching change will be coming. We'll see who they call in. Hugh has his night is done. See. Number seven. I believe that is who number I believe that is number seven. So give me a second, let me look. See who that is. That is Lucas Stahlschmidt. We saw Stahlschmidt come in and pitch the tail end of game one, so he's able to come out here and make another appearance as he did not pitch many pitches. So he comes out here. Here it's a bases loaded situation. Bases loaded. One out on the board. Pembroke Hill leading by a 5-2 score. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Give us a chance to give you an ID break here as Blake Gasaway here with you, bringing exclusive coverage here today on the Show Me Sports Network. Glad that you're letting us entertain you here. As you are tuned into our broadcast, don't forget, if you are on our YouTube channel, we do ask you to click on that subscribe button. If you've not done so already, if you're listening to our audio-only broadcast on our Show Me Sports Network Media Center or app, we're glad that you're tuned in there. Like I said, if you're on YouTube, please click on that subscribe button. You can also click on that thumbs up, that like icon. That lets us know you're enjoying the broadcast as well. You can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook at Show Me Sports Network. Find us on Twitter at Show Me Sports Net. Didn't have enough characters for network, but Show Me Sports Net is where we live there. So we appreciate any and all support of our social medias and of our broadcast. Couldn't do it without you. Looks like Stahlschmidt is done. So Solis steps in here, bases loaded, with one out on the board. First pitch, big swing and a miss, strike one. Solis was swinging for a grand slam there. Infield is played in just a bit. Play is at home. That pitch, that one is low and in the turf, blocked by the catcher. So count evens now, 1-1. One ball, one strike count. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball popped up in the air. Center fielder in shallow center field is going to take a few steps in. He will make the grab. As runner is going to come home, the throw is not in time as the run scores. Solis is out number two. Does get an RBI. So that also be Reese Nutter stepping in. Nutter steps in here. Two on with two outs. First pitch is going to pop that one up into right field. Right fielder will make the grab for out number three. Is he finally able to track one down over there? As that will be out number three. Well, they were able to put up one run. One run gives them Pembroke Hill a 6-2 lead. Let's take a quick break and be right back. Sure, tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you now more than ever.
The Southern Boone School District is hiring part-time bus drivers for round athletics and activities with no experience necessary. Our drivers enjoy flexible work hours, paid on-site CDL training, and paid time off, all while helping our community. The position offers competitive pay. Go visit sbschools.us/employment.
We need you!
Spring always brings two things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
We go here to the sixth inning as we have a new pitcher in the ball game. I think we have a new pitcher anyways. Thought we did. As it is a 6-2 Pembroke Hill lead. So it is a new pitcher. Austin Solis. He was a designated hitter now. He's going to be the new pitcher here. He comes in again, his team leading by a four-run lead, four-run margin at 6-2. He will be the new pitcher here. As it'll be batters 8, 9, and 1 due up. We'll begin play here in just a second, letting everybody get set. Again, it's a rather chilly for the sun being out all day. It has been a cold day here at the ballpark at Southern Boone High School. It's a couple more tosses, then we'll be set to go. Solis in a pitch here. And 6-2, Pembroke Hill lead. So we play here in the top of the sixth inning. This will be Adam Kalk stepping in. So Kalk steps in here. He's checked in the ball game. Solis looks in as we're ready to begin play here in the top of the sixth. His first pitch misses ball one. So count sits at 1-0, no strikes. Delivery. That one low and away as well, ball two. This catcher's going to go out and have a conversation with him. He might have got crossed up there. So count sits at 2-0, no strikes. Two-oh delivery. There's going to be a ball hit hard and foul. So that gets way out of play. So count sits at 2-1 one strike. And it's a 6-2 lead for Pembroke Hill. 2-1 delivery. That one just a bit upstairs. So count sits at 3-1. 3-1 one strike. Next pitch, upstairs, ball four, so leadoff walk issued. Leadoff walk issued. So now this is Eli Chowning stepping in. Pretty much at this point, the Warriors have a whole new team out there. First pitch to him, and their strike one called. So no balls, one strike to count. Solis looks back in. That one in there called strike two. They throw to first, back safely there is Kalk. No balls, two strikes. Johnny steps back in. Swung on and missed for out number one. So now top of the lineup we go to Noah Grambling. Grambling playing in left field. He didn't drive in a run his last time up. Runner at first base, one out. First pitch, that one is low. Zlato will get back here to the backstop. So runner will take second. Next offering. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be back to the pitcher. He'll glove. He'll throw to first to get the out there. So now this will be pitcher and Matt Box stepping in. And runner at third base, two outs on the board. Box steps in. First pitch to him. That one bounces across home plate and gets past the catcher. The run scores. So the run comes home on the wild pitch. So now it's a 6-3 ball game. Still in favor. Pembroke Hill. Two outs on the board. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Count evens at 1-1. A 1-1 delivery. There's going to be a ball fouled back. Count sits. At 1-2. One ball, 2-strike count. That one inside. Backs him off the plate a bit. There's going to be pitch off the net here as that one bounces to home plate. So we're full at 3-2. Again, 2 outs on the board. Next offering, there's going to be a bouncing ball. That will be gloved by the pitcher. He just threw it away. As that thing is going down into left field, so on his way to second is Box. He'll turn the corner and be on his way to third. The throw is not there as he was offline, but was able, his slide was off, but was able to get back to the bag as he stands at third base now. This will be the shortstop and Carson Quinn. The guy goes out and has a word with his pitcher. And we play the top of the sixth inning here. It's a 3-run cushion right now for Pembroke Hill, but the Warriors threatening here as they have a runner at third base with 2 outs. Quinn steps in. First pitch, he's going to rip that one foul on the first base line. So count sits at 0-1. And 2 outs on the board with a runner at third base. Next pitch, that one low. Good job. Guy behind home plate to keep it in front of him. So count sits at 1-1. Next pitch, that one outside. Count sits at 2-1. Two on delivery. That one a bit low. The count sits 3-1 now. Let's pitch. That one ball 4. So now it's 2-1. with two outs here. This will be Jake Tatone stepping in. He struck out in his last at bat, only at bat he's had here today. First pitch, that one low, ball one. So one ball, no strike count. Runner's going to take second. Now he'll have to go back to first as that pitch was fouled off. So count even at one ball, one strike. So one ball, one strike count. Solis looks back in. Runner again takes second, pitches upstairs for ball two as Quinn will get a stolen base. So again, two outs on the board. Tatone steps back in. Next pitch, that one called, strike two. So two balls, two strikes. Two outs on the board, runner at second. Next pitch to Tatone. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So he got a piece of it. Count still sits at two balls, two strikes. There's going to be a bouncing ball, as that will be gloved by the third baseman. He'll throw. He got there. That goes a 5-3 put out to end the inning. As still a 6-3 score, as one run was plated, but 6-3 score. We'll take a quick break and be back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
We go here to bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch, there's going to be a bouncy ball foul on the first base side. And check to see who this batter is. There was a change. This is Miles Washington stepping in. That one upstairs, ball one. There's going to be a ball that's hit. It'll get down in center field. So Washington will be standing at first base with a leadoff single. now this will be Dimitri Guy, the catcher, stepping in. So Guy steps in here. He's going to lay down a bunt on the first base side. Pitcher with glove, throw to first to get the out there. So it does move the runner over. A guy is out number one. Now we go top the lineup in Sitzer. Sure what the issue is here. Coming out to have a conversation. I guess that'll be a pitching change here. Stahlschmidt's night is done. Threw eight pitches here. He pitched several in game one. Trying to see who this new pitcher is. He's yet to turn around, so can't tell you what his number is. 27. So that is Brennan. Gearing. So he comes in here. So he will face top of the lineup. So Gearing is now on the mound. As sun continuing to go down, and it is getting very chilly out here. Sun has been out, but it hasn't helped us much most of the day. It's been cold and windy. Sunny, but cold and windy. So again, it's a 6-3 lead for the Raiders. So we're going to have a little bit more delay now as got to change the shoes for the pitcher and Gearing. So he trades those out. So he said that'll give us a chance to let you know just a few minutes past 7 o'clock here on the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gasaway here with you, bringing you exclusive coverage. You're on the Show Me Sports Network. We're glad that you're tuned in and letting us entertain you here. As we've still got one more game on tap here today. Hopefully you're enjoying the broadcast, whether you're listening to the audio-only broadcast on our Show Me Sports Network Media Center or app, or if you are on our YouTube channel, we're glad that you found the broadcast there. If you are on our YouTube channel, we do ask that you click on that subscribe button. That helps us out, helps you out, helps you find broadcasts in the future a whole lot easier. Does all kinds of things for us, but most importantly, it's a win-win for you, and it's a win-win for us. You can also click on that thumbs up icon. That's the like icon that lets us know you're enjoying the broadcast here tonight. I believe we are ready to begin play here after this pitching change. It's Gearing called into action here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Pembroke Hill leading by a 6-3 score, but have runners at first and second with one out. Sorry, runners just at second, rather. Saw the coach over there. That's Washington standing at second base. Gearing looks at second twice, now delivers home. First pitch in there, strike one called. So sits her down in the count at 0-1. The pitch, that one's low, so that'll get past the catcher. So Washington ends up at third base now. So Gary looks back in. 1-1 delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball. That'll get through into left field and score the run. Washington comes home as Sitzer drives in some insurance runs. This will be Nico Chu stepping in. So time called, we're going to have substitute on the catcher here. So Buehler will be in to catch. So Chu steps in here. Now the runner at first base, one out. It's a 7-3 advantage for Pembroke Hill. Runner's going to take second. That pitch way outside for ball one. Sitzer has a stolen base. So count sits at 1-1, no strikes. That pitch, that one low, ball two. Count sits at 2-0. Earring's next delivery, that one outside, that'll pop out of the catcher's glove. So now it'll be a runner at third base with a 3-0 count, one out. Left here in the bottom of the sixth. So Chu has a 3-0 count. Pitch, there's going to be a ball that'll go to center field as that'll be an RBI single. We'll drive in another run. As Chu sends that one right back where it came from. One RBI. Now this will be Langston Smith stepping in. First pitch, that one outside, ball one. So count sits at 1-1, no strikes. They'll throw back to first, back safely. Is two. He's only like two steps off the bag. Still one out here as we play the bottom of the sixth. It's now an 8-3 score in favor of the Raiders. That one's going to be inside. That'll get past the catcher. So Chu will take second base. So count sits at 2-0, no strikes. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball fouled back. So count sits at 2-1 now. Time called is baseball changed out here. Gearing steps off. Chu retreats back to second base. There's going to be a big swing and a miss. The count evens at 2-2. Again, one out with a runner at second base. Two delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up. Left fielder working over. He will make the grab for out number two. This will be third baseman Jack Passan. Passan steps in here. Runner at second base. Gearing, couple takes at second. Now he'll deliver home for ball one. Two outs on the board. Count sits at 1-0. A 1-0 pitch. That one in there called strike one as Passan was bailing out of there. So count even at 1-1. That pitch just missed a bit low. Count sits at 2-1. Delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball. Second baseman will bobble it and will not get the throw off. Now he just chucks it and the run comes around. As Passan is safe at first base. Another run scores. This will be J.P. Weber. Now it's a 9-3 ball game. So Weber steps in. First pitch to him. He's going to slice that one foul. So count sits at 0-1. Runner at first, two outs. Pitch. Down central, strike one. Sorry, strike two, rather. So count sits at 0-2. So 0-2. A pitch, that one is going to be a slow roller to the shortstop. He'll glove. He'll throw to first. They say the out is there. Well, three runs put up. That adds to a 9-3 total now. As we'll take a quick break, and we will be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
In today's world, injury prevention is at the top of everyone's list. However, heat-related occurrences get routinely overlooked. Zealous WBGT puts that front and center. By using cutting-edge formulas and technology, Zealous WBGT streamlines and simplifies obtaining and documenting wet bulb globe temperature readings. With a simple touch of a button, you can check WBGT anywhere in the world, receiving alerts when the WBGT goes over the threshold you select. Join the stress-free way to protect student-athletes, employees, and overall operations from extreme heat by downloading the free Zealous WBGT app today. Save time, save money, save lives with Zealous WBGT.
We go here to the top of the seventh inning. Pembroke Hill leading by a 6-run margin now. As less the Warriors can find a way to put up 6 runs and force extra. This is Kelby Viersma stepping in. Unless they can find a way to put up 6 runs, that would end our ball game early. First offering, big swing and a miss, strike 1. Viersma down in the count. 0-1. Pitch, there's going to be a ball fouled out. So now he'll be down to the count at 0-2. So count sits at 0-2. That pitch, that one missed. Not by much. So count sits at 1-2 now. Viersma steps back in. Solis looks in. His pitch swung on and missed. Out number 1. So 1 out here. This will be right fielder and Nate Seuss stepping back in. First pitch, he'll show bunt. He'll pull it back for ball 1. So count sits at 1-1, no strikes. So he'll step back in. 1-0 count. That one way upstairs and outside. Ball 2. This guy will go out and talk to his pitcher. And we still got another game left as Southern Boone matches up against Pembroke Hill. So again, 1 out on the board. So we play here in the top of the seventh inning. 2-0 pitch. That one swung on and missed. So count will go to 2-1. One delivery. There's going to be a ball popped up. That will be on the infield. It's coming over. Solis lost the ball as goes off his glove. They say it's a foul ball. So count goes even now at 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out on the board. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Next pitch. That one inside. Now we're full of 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 count. Payoff pitch, that one low and outside, ball 4, so 1 out walk issued. So this will be catcher and Nick Buehler. So Buehler steps in here. First pitch runner is going to take second as that pitch is ball 1. It slips out of the catcher's glove, so it'll be stolen base. Count sits at 1-0. And we're running way behind today. Game 4, we're supposed to start at 6 and probably going to start more like 8 o'clock. One O delivery, that one gets past the catcher. On his way to third base is Seuss. So count sits at 2-0. No action in the bullpen for anybody right now. Of course, our game's 2 outs away from being over. A pitch. That one is low and outside. It's going to get past the catcher. The flip home. The run scores. Run does score. That makes it a 9-4 ball game, but still in favor of Pembroke Hill. So 3-0 count. I pitch ball 4. So back-to-back walks. Back-to-back walks. A score to run, and now Buehler stands at first base. This will be designated hitter Adam Koch stepping in. Tell you, though, if it gets any colder, I'm going to have to go find a barrel and make a little burn barrel to keep warm because it is chilly. So 1 out with a runner on first base. Again, it's a 9-4 Pembroke Hill lead. Koch steps in here. First pitch, that one is low. That gets past Guy, the catcher. For ball 1. So count sits at 1-0. Koch steps back in. Again, it's a 5-run cushion for Pembroke Hill. Almost looks at second. That pitch down central, strike 1. So count evens at 1-1. There's going to be some action in the bullpen for Pembroke Hill just in case. That could be game 2 starter as well. So almost steps off. One ball, 1 strike count. Next pitch, and there's strike 2. So count sits at 1-0, 2 strikes. pitch. That one in there called strike three. So two outs on the board. This will be Eli Chowning stepping in. Struck out his last time up. First pitch to him, strike one. So he takes that all the way. So count sits at no balls and one strike. Delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball. We back to the pitcher. He will bobble it. He'll throw to first. It's wide of the mark as he forces that throw. As runner will go to second, and they will tell him to stay right there. So Chowning reaches second due to the error. Now we go top the lineup. So now it's a four-run lead, been cut to a four-run lead. His first pitch, that one upstairs and outside, ball one. Grambling stepping in here. So one ball, no strike count. Pitch. That went in there, strike one. So count evens at one ball, one strike. We're going to have time called as the shortstop and the catcher coming in to talk with their pitcher. So conversation out on the mound. It wraps up. So one ball, one strike count. One delivery, one low and away. So count sits at 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball fouled off on the first base side. So now we're even at 2-2. As the Warriors down to their last strike here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two delivery. There's going to be a ball fouled back. So we're still at a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second. Top of the seventh we play. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball lifted to left field. Left fielder will come over and make the grab for out number three. As that will close out the game as it will be a 9-5 win for Pembroke Hill. So give me a second here. I'll get your totals for the game, and we will get out of here. I'm going to run to my truck, get a blanket, get another jacket, maybe grab a bite to eat from the concession stand, and then we'll be back for the fourth and final game of the day here. As two runs put up in the inning on no hits, one error, one left on the base path. As that will do it for our ball game here today. As Pembroke Hill wins by a 9-5 score. We're going to take a quick break and get you set for the final game of the day. As we've got one left. We played three so far. We've got one left. Like I said, I'm going to go use the restroom, get another blanket, get a jacket, maybe some food. But I will be back in about 20 minutes until we talk to you then. So long and have a great rest of your evening. We'll be right back.
you've been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in Mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for area high school baseball, the Show Me Sports Network. Blake Gasaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your team the best. Exclusive coverage of area high school baseball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network, your exclusive home for area high school baseball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.